Allegheny County, along with dozens of other Pennsylvania counties, is under a stay-at-home order until April 30th. As a result, parents are canceling their kids' birthday parties, people are worried about losing their jobs, we can't visit loved ones in nursing homes. Though it seems that the county's rate of growth of confirmed cases is starting to slow, state epidemiologist Dr. Sharon Watkins won't say if the curve is flattening.
We are seeing some positive indicators, but it's a little too soon to say.
To prevent an unmanageable surge of infections, we have to stay away from each other, which is hard, in part because we don't know how long this will last. One person who's really feeling the isolation is Bloomfield resident Sarah Lewis.
Well, he broke up with me, so.
Lewis's relationship ended 3 weeks ago. That was just before Allegheny County and the city of Pittsburgh started restricting people's freedom of movement so as to stop coronavirus from ripping through the region.
Spending the better part of 6 months sharing a bed with another human and having this person that you could cuddle with and touch to not even be able to be in the same room as my best friends has been very hard.
Lewis says she's strict about social distancing. She still has to go to her job at a bank, but stays 6 feet away from her coworkers and only goes to the grocery store when she needs to. She does not want to infect somebody who might end up dying from COVID-19.
So if nobody ever went out and nobody ever touched anybody else, this disease could not pass at all.
Dr. Mark Roberts is the director of the University of Pittsburgh's Public Health Dynamics Laboratory, which is trying to predict how COVID-19 will spread through western Pennsylvania. Roberts is not suggesting a lockdown like what took place in Wuhan, China for 2 months, but he thinks the current restrictions on daily life need to continue for the time being.
Even with schools closed, if people went along their lives as normal, there would be tens of thousands of cases requiring hospitalization in western Pennsylvania alone.
There is evidence to suggest many western Pennsylvanians are doing their part to stop coronavirus in its tracks. A decline in ridership has led the Port Authority to cut services by 25%. Cell phone data compiled by Unicast, a data science company, show that residents of Allegheny County and surrounding areas are traveling less. Some of this is because most public places have been closed for weeks, though grocery stores are still open. On March 13th, Costas Pellegrinis, a social computing researcher at Pitt, began tracking activity at 3 Pittsburgh grocery stores using data he scraped from Google.
During the first couple of weeks that I was collecting data, they didn't see that much of a decline.
He says it was maybe just a 4 or 5% drop. Now he's up to 30 grocery stores and activity continues to go down.
But actually the last couple of days, 3-4 days, they are about 20% down.
Pellegrini says his data suggests Pittsburghers are taking social distancing seriously, but not everyone is doing a great job. For example, Pittsburgh decided to close certain outdoor areas like the Mount Washington Overlooks to discourage crowds. There's so much we don't know about coronavirus, which means we don't know how long social distancing is going to last. But we do know from Wuhan that it works. At the height of Wuhan's epidemic, hospitals were overrun with COVID patients. Now the city of 11 million people will go several days without reporting any new cases. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.